Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It would be like a typical Saturday for us, just like they would have free time back home. And so whatever they do, they do. But they know that we're keeping the schedule the same. They wake up in the morning and they're able to, we'll have our mock game in the morning, and then they have that time there to get away, which is fine. They need that. They deserve that. And then at nighttime, we'll have our meetings just like we always do. And then it's a long day on Sunday. So we've prepped them on everything. So now it's just a matter of how do they handle it individually.
Is it fair to say that Roquan he's playing unless there's a setback?
Yes, I would say that. I feel good about that, unless there would be some type of setback. He's had a good week, and you know that's where we're at with that.
You could put us in Australia, China, the Chicago Bears. We're going to be ready to play ball on Sunday.
Are you kind of looking forward to getting this game over with, the whole Raiders thing, playing your former team? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, not really, man. I'm looking forward to getting the win. You know what I mean? You could say the Raider thing and all that, but ultimately it's a team that we got to beat. And it's only going to add on to the, you know what I mean, add on to the feeling that you go into the bye week with. And it's going to be a good feeling, hopefully, going back across the pond.
We have an open mind. I think, you know, you always learn a lot when you have an opportunity to do a managerial search. It's you know, manager of the Cubs is such an esteemed position. You should have access to just about anyone in the industry you want to talk to. And you know, through the managerial interview process, I think you learn a lot about what you're looking for too, because the right candidates can open your eyes to things you never even thought of in the first place. That said, I think we have a pretty good feel for what we're looking for and what lies ahead for this group, this moment in time. Just as in, you know, at this time in 2014, we felt it was worth going through, taking some really difficult and uncomfortable steps to get Joe, because we had something in mind. You know, we feel like there is somebody out there who can really help our group get to the next level. It's going to be a challenge, but we have to go in open-minded.
So I'm sorry to report to my friends in Chicago, the nightmare continues.
Chicago Tribune sports page?
Really?
Column by Stephen Rosenblum.
Steve Rosenblum. You know him? Never heard the name before yet.
Steve Rosenblum.
I think Chance the Rabbi is the way to go.
Brian Peruk.
Well, when's he coming back?
I said, do you want to come back? And it was an emphatic no.
We're glad he misses us.
Sitting in for Mike Esposito, who's sitting in for Jordan Bernfield, who's sitting in for Wayne Randazzo, who's sitting in for Mark Grody, who's sitting in for Brian Peruk. It's Matt Spiegel.
This is funny, because we're trying so hard to make this funny, and it's not funny.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Baseball is full of suck right now.
For some reason, they sing.
With a duck duck here and a quack quack there, right?
Take the last train to Turdsville, and we'll meet you at the station. Take the last train to Turdsville. They're in need of sanitation, don't you know?
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And they won't stop singing.
Lido.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's a master's course in stupid.
You're tapping two kegs of stupid, and it is really flowing.
What percentage is $5 on 100?
They have celebrity rebukes.
This is Wayne Mesmer, Senior Executive Vice President of the Wolves. You know, in all my years involved in sports and many teams, I have never been involved with something that sucks so badly.
The three words that best describe this show are as follows, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Rosenblum and Spiegel on WSCR 670 The Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Everybody, welcome in. Yo, 1106, Saturday Suckage. And it's not Matt Spiegel, who was in for Espo, who was in for Grody, who was in for Jordan Bernfield, who was in for Wayne Randazzo, who was in for Brian Peru. It's David Schuster coming out of the bullpen. He is the Max Scherzer of Suckage.
Max Scherzer, then? Now, that's a compliment. I thought you were going to say Pedro Strop or something.
No, you're Max Scherzer. You come in, and you're just going to dominate Suckage. You're the perfect guy the way Scherzer was, not Schuster, the way Scherzer was last night as the Washington Nationals did their Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling
It was dance. Strasburg last night.
Right. Strasburg did not come. No, Strasburg started.
Right.
Scherzer came out of the bullpen.
All right, I see what you're
saying. So you're coming out of the bullpen. You're the Scherzer of Suckage. We're bringing in the ace. You are just going to dominate the way he did in the
All right, well, then move aside and I'll take over.
There you go. So, coming in, what do we have, Zach? Zach Withers, our producer. We had that Nagy guy and Theo. So, the Bears are in London, and the Cubs are in hibernation. And they're interviewing managers. They interviewed Mark Loretta Thursday. Next week, they've now announced they've added Joe Girardi to the list. And they already had Will Venable, their first base coach. And they had David Ross, the choice, is waiting. All the rest are just sort of
filler,
window dressing. So you've been around Girardi,
mm-hmm.
and you heard the interview on The Score. He was on with Molly and Haw. And I can't see Theo hiring somebody with a mind of his own. That's what struck me about Girardi. What do you think?
Well, I think he'd be the best candidate and perfect candidate for the job.
Why?
Because A, he holds his clubhouse accountable. B, he's, I guess this isn't that important, but he is from the Chicagoland area and certainly knows everything about the Cubs. He has won a World Series, unlike anybody else who I believe
player and manager, by the
correct.
Way.
Correct. He just understands everything that would need to be understood to be the Cubs manager, and he's got all the credentials. He also is going to cost too much money, so it's not going to happen, likely. It's probably David Ross's job if he wants it. That's the inside word. It was really interesting because, you know, both Bruce and Matt had on Mark Loretta, who was interviewed the other day, and quoting him here when he was asked what he wants to see in the clubhouse culture, the first word he used was accountability.
Word, it couldn't be more hollow. The Cubs have worn that out.
Yeah, but it's still...
It couldn't be more hollow and useless watching them.
Well, but it's a swipe against now the past manager, Joe Madden. At least that's the way I interpret it.
I interpret it as the players. You think the manager has got to make the players accountable? These are World Series winning players.
It starts with the manager.
They were indicted by their team president, Theo Epstein.
Yes.
When they got Nicholas Castellanos, and we saw what he could do, and he said, that's what hunger looks like. Meaning, none of the guys who are already here who have World Series jewelry were displaying that kind of hunger, urgency. Theo used all kinds of buzzwords, and none of it happened. That's on the players.
Well, yes, the players certainly should hold themselves accountable, but you don't fire all the players. The manager goes. That's just the way it's always been, and that's the way it's probably always going to be. And so I think not only did Theo Epstein tap dance around it and sort of insinuate that there wasn't accountability by the manager, but now you're having Mark Loretta, who was just on, and he used the word. He wants, you know, he believes that more accountability has to be throughout that clubhouse. But again, for me, and I think for the upper echelon of the Cubs organization, it starts with the manager.
You know why I think he used that word?
Why?
Because Theo used that word.
Okay.
You want to speak. It's like you're on a date.
Hired.
But it's like you're on a date. And if your date starts using the same language you use, that there's a connection. I think that the guy who wants to be a manager of this team will be using the same buzzwords that the president used. Now, let me ask you this. Is Theo the right guy to reconstruct this team, to go about it? Since he won the World Series, he pulled off the miracle, the second miracle for a long-suffering fan base in 2016. They got to the NLCS. So they fell short of their goal of winning another World Series. The year after that, they blew a five-game lead in September. That might as well have been the beer and chicken year in Boston. And they lost the tiebreaker game against the Brewers. So then they had to play a wild card game. They lost that. Both games were at home. So they fell short of the year before, which was short to start with. This year, Theo's team, Theo's roster, Theo's bullpen, Theo's lineup didn't even make the playoffs. Is he really the right guy? But wait, there's more. He promoted Jason McLeod up. Jason McLeod's scouting, drafting, whatever you want to call what he did, the one major league pitcher that the Cubs have brought to Chicago wears the name Cease on a Sox uniform. Okay? So you talk about accountability. That's a useless word with the Cubs. Is Theo the guy? How accountable is Theo if he's still making these decisions?
Well, first of all, he's the top of the totem pole minus the owner. So, you know, he can use whatever words he wants. Is he the right guy? He's going to get another opportunity, obviously, you know, going forward. He's going to try and reconstruct this roster to get back at least into the playoffs and maybe be a championship team. Who knows? Is he the right guy? Yeah, I'd say at least for the, even though he's made a lot of bad mistakes, and I think he would even be the first to admit it, some of his free agent signings, not only here but in Boston, have just been bad. He's made some good trades. We both have agreed on that. He's going to get the opportunity. What do you think he's going to be let go and all the money that he's owed by ownership? You think they're going to swallow that?
No, and I believe it's because of money. I believe Joe Maddon wasn't fired last year
100%
because of money.
Yes.
When your owner tells you you can't go play the free agent game because of money, I also think that impacted the manager. Theo's denied that there was any thought to firing Joe after last season. I don't believe that. Theo might be telling the truth. He largely does tell the truth. I don't think that there's... I think he would have launched Joe. Speaking of launch angle is a real thing. And when it comes to managers, a guy who did what he did and violated the Brendan Morrill rule and hurt your bullpen the way Theo instructed him, ordered him, feared that he would, I think Theo, all things being equal, all money being equal, would have fired Joe for what he did to Brendan Morrow last year. You don't use him 3 days in a row. Joe used him 3 days in a row. Brendan Morrow hasn't done anything since. But money was an issue. Money was a big issue. And you can't go to Tom Ricketts and say, we need to have $6 million for Joe not to manage. I don't know that whether that make... You know, if Theo couldn't do that and it was the right move and he couldn't convince Ricketts because of money, then okay, then no. Theo's not going to get fired. I'm still asking, is he the right guy? Is he, Cub fans, is he a guy you trust to redo this in this window when you are potentially looking at trading Bryant or Baez?
Well, they're going to have to trade somebody because it's their only way, the way I look at it, for them to, I don't know, restock their roster, even their minor leagues, and even trading Bryant and or Baez or Contreras. Those are the three guys that are going to fetch you the most. I mean, what are you ultimately going to get? I mean, let's just say you traded Bryant. Let's just say he goes to San Diego. They have a great farm system, by the way. I don't know if he'd even play the infield. He could be their left fielder going forward, Bryant. Are you going to get two ready-made players? Are you going to get their number one prospect? Are you going to get a pitcher thrown in there as well? Yeah, you probably would for him. And that's a good starting point. Is Theo Epstein the right guy? His resume says, even though we both know that he's made a lot of mistakes, his resume says that he is still the right guy because he's got those three championship belts under his under his name.
Indeed, he does. And the Red Sox were the team that won not just in 2004, but 4 years later in 2007. They did it again.
With a different roster.
3 years later. So they won 2 in 4 years.
So he did change his roster. So that gives him a little bit more impetus here for maybe doing the same thing.
But
maybe.
He made his roster better, and they won again in Boston. And he made his roster worse here in that fourth year, that what would have been the second in 4 years. So you had 2016, they got worse in 2017, worse in 2018, worse still in 2019.
Well, you made mention of the minor leagues and the lack of development. I mean, for me, that's where it starts. I mean, take a look at, and he had a lot of prospects, by the way. He traded a bunch of them, not only to the White Sox, but obviously to win the World Series. He had a trade, you know, to get Chapman.
Right, and worked.
It worked. So, I mean, it's a trade-off. You know, what are you going to do? But your farm system is used for one of two things always in my eyes. It's either going to help you at the major league level, or, well, ultimately it'll help you at the major league level. Either you elevate them to be on your roster, or you use them to trade like they did to improve your roster also.
With you on that.
Unfortunately, at this juncture, the cupboard is very, very bare as far as guys who will make a difference. Now, Nico Hoerner came up, God bless. That was nice, but there's not much more. Unfortunately.
And he's not a shortstop. He can field like one. He can't throw like one. So he's a second baseman.
Probably going forward, that will be his position.
And if you trade Bryant, I truly believe that you're gonna package Addison Russell. Anybody who wants Bryant is going to have to take Russell. The Cubs need to get rid of that whole thing, and I think they will. That's part of that deal. But the problem with trading Bryant and or Baez is this. Initially, at first blush, the team that trades the best player loses the deal. Initially, and the White Sox lost the Eloy Jimenez, Dylan Cease deal because they traded the best player in the deal. And as it turns out, they long term they're going to win it. I know we have to let trades play out. The Cubs won the Aroldis Chapman deal. They won the World Series. That's the object of the exercise. That's the way it goes. Unless you're trading Mike Trout. You're not going to win the Chris Bryant trade unless you're getting Mike Trout. You're not going to win the Chris Bryant trade short term, but they're looking short term. Their window is the window for the next 2 years.
I don't know what they're going to do ultimately, but what you could do, if you even consider trading Chris Bryant, again, you can restock your roster, certainly find a leadoff hitter in whatever trade you make for the guy.
Do they believe in a leadoff hitter again? I don't know what they believe in anymore.
I think they've hit their head against the wall enough times now over the last couple of years to the point where it hurts, and they realize that they have to do something with that position. I hope they do. But here's the other thing. If you trade Bryant, there's actually a lot of free agent third basemen who you could sign with some of that money.
Right, but why? All right, so
you could you could restock it. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying this is the way they might look at it. You could trade Bryant. You could fill your center field position. You can fill your second base position, maybe. You can definitely improve your bullpen, maybe even get a starting pitcher, get a prospect. I don't know what you can get for him. But then you could also sign a third baseman. Now, listen, they signed David Bodie before the season.
He was supposed to be Ben Zobrist again.
Yeah.
He's not.
No, I don't consider him an everyday third baseman or everyday any position, to be honest with you.
No, he's not. They wanted him to be that Swiss Army knife. He was closer to Daniel Descalso than what was Ben Zobrist in his best time. Woo. All right, 312-644-6767. If you have thoughts on that, Theo the right guy? And if he is, you trust him to, I don't know. His teams have regressed every year if you're being accountable. And I hate the word accountability. It's just awful because they've used it so often, they've shot holes in it, that it doesn't mean anything. It's a useless word when the Cubs say it now. And you were talking about you couldn't get an answer out of Theo about why he fired Joe Maddon.
Well, Sully went out of his way at the
end
of the
press
conference.
We're going to have Sully on to talk about that. I mean, I was sitting here trying to figure this out, Theo. Why did you fire him again?
Yeah.
We're going to ask Sully if he has any answers now. He'll be here at 1 o'clock. At noon, Mark Grody will be here from London. Bears against the Raiders. And we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to you 312-644-6767. Is a phone number. Theo the right guy? You really trust him? And Theo we trust? Really? Is he still walking across water? Or is he drowning and the Cubs system's going with him? Our text line, 67011. Gotta believe KB is the one that goes, says the 917. He's the laissez-faire, non-clutch, big chip we can trade. All right. Well, Who was clutch? Who was hungry? Nicholas Castellanos was hungry.
And
he's
Horner.
Leaving.
The two new guys who came to the roster showed the energy.
Right. So we're taking attendance. Sandy from TJ Adam Company. She's not allowed to listen until my mailbox is fixed. Just so you know, Sandy. All right. Saturday Suckage. We have David Schuster here in for Speak. So we're calling him the Max Scherzer of Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. And nobody closes Saturday Suckage the way David Schuster does.
Thank you.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yes, the Wake and Bake Club, known as the Doobie Brothers. Saturday Suckage is here. Schuster's here. He's in for Spiegel. He's the Scherzer of Suckage. So 269, we had another texter about this, 269 texter, where you say Scherzer started and they brought in Strasburg. You need to catch up with the news. Strasburg started yesterday against the Dodgers.
And he was very good.
He struck out everybody. And then in the eighth inning, they brought in Scherzer. And he struck out everybody after an initial walk. I think he needed 14 pitches to get out of the inning. It was an unbelievable. And he threw seven pitches above his season average of 98 miles an hour, or whatever his fastball was. So, 269, Scherzer came in relief of Strasburg yesterday. And that's why we call Schuster the Scherzer of Saturday Suckage.
Boy, say that 10 times quickly.
No, that's why I slowed down at every turn. We suck so you don't have to. Speaking of Suckage, 331 texter. It sucks because the Cubs, the organization, the players were accountable for not being in the playoffs. I feel like going to Baskin-Robbins and getting a banana split. Okay, I don't know what one has to do with the other, but there's never anything wrong with going to Baskin-Robbins and getting a banana split.
That was my first job back in high school.
Is going to Baskin-Robbins and making banana splits?
Yeah, I worked there.
Really?
Yeah.
First job in high school.
Yep.
Mine was working for an Orange Julius.
Yeah, comparable.
And I eventually worked at a Farrell's ice cream parlor, scooping ice cream. Did that. So did you like Baskin-Robbins, or did it make you sick of ice cream?
It did make me sick of ice cream. I didn't last there very long, if I remember correctly.
Who cares? Red Sox. We make us make extra. Did you have to play extra innings at Baskin-Robbins?
No,
lifelong hatred began?
No, lifelong. Well, you mean of extra inning ball games?
Yes, I made you stay over.
I didn't even stay for the second set last night for Spiegel and his band.
Went to see the Tributosaurus.
They were great.
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
They were fantastic, and I wanted to stay to hear Freebird. But I just couldn't stay that late.
I didn't think there could be a second set.
There was.
Once you have Freebird, because it goes on for like 2 days, if done right.
Second set leading into the third, I guess.
Right. Okay.
But they were fantastic. I got to throw those kudos out. It was wonderful. The bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Where should you be tonight? That's right, cheering for the Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves on opening night at Allstate Arena. And to get your tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. And this segment is brought to you by Amazon. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $16 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer.
Top of the hour, we'll talk to Mark Grody in London, Bears and Raiders. And till then, we have some interesting, we have a debate on the text line. Theo's the guy, Theo's not the guy, Theo's this, Theo's that. And my venom towards the word accountability that the Cubs have just blown it up, pointed out by an 815 texter, and boy, the 815, we love you. That's where most of our Wake and Bakers are, out in the 815. Garpax tainted the word accountability forever. And it's so true. You hear Theo talk about accountability, and it sounds like Garpax. I would never want to be John Paxson. I would never want to be compared to John Paxson in that way. If you're Theo Epstein, that's not what you want. You do not want to have abused a word, used a word, and then really have nobody have any idea what it means, and then it just sits in the toilet like a big piece of fecal matter, and it doesn't mean anything.
What a visual. I'm just thinking, when I hear accountability, what that's basically telling me is that players in the clubhouse, the lunatics are running the asylum. That's what I hear every time I hear somebody of authority talk about a lack of accountability. But I'd be curious what some of our callers are actually thinking. So what do you say?
All right. So we'll go to the phones. We'll start with, I don't know who, Jeff in Palatine. Welcome to The Score.
Hey, guys, I think a couple of things you guys are not touching on. First off, no doubt that they're going to listen to offers on Chris Bryant, and I think that's a given. But they're going to have to get so blown away that Chris Bryant's not going anywhere. What Beal's doing in the front office is they're waiting to see who they can get on a cheap deal with extending players. They're going to go after Baez, Rizzo, Bryant to see how bad they want to be here, get them to sign a long-term contract, and move on from there. Our most valuable asset, the guy that's going to have to be traded, is Wilson Contreras, unfortunately. He's got 3 years left on his deal. Our number one prospect, Miguel Amaya, is a Rule 5 draft choice, so he's got to be added to the 40-man roster this year. So, again, if you trade Contreras, you've already got another catcher in the system. I don't think they're going to have three guys on the 40-man roster.
You know, it's a good point, and with catchers, you are likely to – do you think you're really going to end up with the next Yadier Molina? If that's who you think Wilson Contreras is, you're going to keep a guy with that kind of longevity. But there's always a fear of a shortened career with catchers and some kind of power outage, and that's why trading them at their peak is probably – that's the ultimate year too early instead of year too late kind of trade, that living under that advice – Whether they're trying to induce Baez or Bryant to sign a contract now, longer term, less money, get it earlier, get it before you. I don't know. Bryant's been hurt the last couple of years. He hasn't reached the MVP numbers. He's been a terrific ball player. He's still one of the five best in baseball. War kind of explains some of that. That's what I think of the guy. I know you brought up other third basemen. Anthony Rendon is the prime example of a guy.
They're not going to spend that kind of money. Well, I mean, Josh Donaldson is certainly a possibility. You can get him on a shorter-term deal. He's 34. You're basically filling in the blanks if you do something like that.
Well, but you're looking at 2 years, right?
Yeah,
two-year window. But he also says, but they also said we want to, in Ricketts' letter to certain season ticket holders and people like Paul Sullivan, who wrote about it, it's we expect them to maximize our major league roster now and for the future. Well, I don't know. Shouldn't the greatest emphasis be now? Which is what's happened with the trades they made and has left the they've been wrong with a lot of the way they've spent their money. They were wrong on the Quintana trade. They were right on the Aroldis Chapman trade. Theo trades far better than he signs free agents. Since Lester and Hayward.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
Yes. His trades, you know, he's actually gotten some really good return in trades. I mean, Castellanos, the most recent example of
Hamels was terrific last year.
Yep. But his free agent signings, whether the big name free agent signings minus Lester or some of the smaller ones, not good. Not good.
312-644-6767. George in River Grove, welcome to The Score. Or not.
He was waiting only an hour.
Yes, I don't know. Mike in Arlington Heights, welcome to The Score. What say you?
How you guys doing?
Yeah, you know, we're just living the dream. We're basking in the reflected afterglow of you calling us, Mike.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. I appreciate that. Just giving a call, I think Theo's getting a little bad rap. I mean, it's fun to talk about, but, you know, I mean, the prospects
Wait. Why do you think he's gotten a bad rap? Where?
Because prospects are hit and miss. And if we would have had one more of these prospects hit, if you're talking Almora, you're talking Happ, we thought we had a gold glove perennial all-star in Addison Russell. I mean, if one more of these guys hits, we're not having this conversation.
Yeah, but they didn't, which meant Theo and Jed and Jason McLeod and that organization was wrong. That's the point. You're playing the what-if game the wrong way. Because you have to look. That was their first. Almora was their first draft choice. They had ideas. There was talk way back that he was just going to grow up to be their Jonathan Toews. He was going to be that kind of leader. He's a terrific defensive player. He's going to be a wonderful all-around hitter. You have him at the in the top three in the order. That's what they were talking about. That's their job. That's their job to be right about the pick and to develop them throughout the system. How can you play if? That's their job.
But trying to develop pitching is a losing battle. I mean, look at all these top-tier pitchers come in, and you say, want to talk about Dylan Cease. He's been terrible. I mean, you want to talk about developing pitching. Theo's done it the exact right way. You spend assets, you get hardened, well-known pitchers. You don't develop pitching. You spend tons of time, tons of money developing a roll of the dice. And yes, hitting is easier to project. And yeah, they traded, they did three bad trades to get our three best prospects out, but we got a ring. And right now,
well, you didn't get a ring for Quintana.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that Theo or is that Quintana's fault? Is that everybody's fault altogether? I don't. I'm wondering where you're putting it. You got to blame somebody. They promised you more than one World Series. They haven't lived up to that. They've regressed every year. They have come up one level short. Are those Cub fans crying in the back, Mike?
Yeah, my yeah. two little Cub fans. One lasted about three innings in the game I took them to last year.
Well, that's sounds like longer me. Than Quintana lasted in some of his starts. Mike, thanks. I appreciate it.
Valid
I
just don't, point. Take I
just,
care, guys.
Yeah, all right. I just don't I just think that.
Listen, there's the, you know, to Mike's point, there's a lot of ways of building a championship, but still, if you're going to draft some pitchers, you're hoping to develop them and get them up to your major league level. I mean, why are you drafting them otherwise? So either you drafted wrong guys or you didn't develop them, one or the other.
And it costs more to buy pitching like that.
Of course it does.
You need to have a system that produces, that saves you money elsewhere, that allows you to... Look, if Almora could have hit left-handed pitching last season, they wouldn't have needed to trade for Castellanos. If Zobrist, and look, nobody's fault except Juliana and Ben Zobrist. It's their fault their marriage fell apart, and they cost one of the best contact hitters 4 months. That was a huge loss to the Cubs lineup. It made them even more one-dimensional. It made them even more acutely a launch angle team. But Almora couldn't hit left-handed pitching. That's if he could do nothing else, that was it. That was what he was supposed to do.
Well, I go back to the word that you don't like using, accountability. Listen, if you're the president of the ball club, meaning Theo Epstein in this instance, accountability means doing what you say you're going to do, being a perennial playoff team, which they were until this past season now, and you have to have your farm system certainly help out in some aspect. It really hasn't. So that's where accountability is. Now, whether you get pitching, whether through trades or signing free agents or even hopefully developing your own, that's the, I think, the best case scenario, because as you alluded to, Rosie, it's the cheapest way and it sustains your organization. It hasn't happened. So that's where accountability comes in for the man at the top of the totem pole.
And there's another area in which I never thought the Cubs would lag behind, would be so far behind. We'll talk about that after this. Our phone number is 312-644-6767. Text us 67011, talking Cubs, Theo. Do you still trust him? And Theo, we trust? Really? You still trust him? He's going to be here. It's not like there's a choice that Ricketts is going to get rid of him. But do you trust him, given the fact that his teams have taken a step back every season since they won the World Series? So they're moving closer to the 85 Bears than the 2010 Blackhawks. That wasn't the promise. That wasn't the hope. Rosenblum and Schuster... Saturday suckage, we suck so you don't have to. The Cubs just continue to outdo us, however. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I can't tell if that's Lynyrd Skynyrd or Tributosaurus.
Tributosaurus, yeah. Well, it's your intro music anyways. It's Freebird. We'll let this run for the next 2 hours and 10 minutes.
No, actually what it means is I'm on for 10 more minutes and then I can hang up.
No, you can't. He's David Schuster. He's in for Spiegel. He's sort of
that laugh.
He's the Scherzer of Saturday suckage. We suck so you don't have to. But the Cubs, Theo Epstein, all of them, the players, accountability. They just ruined that word. They just shot holes in it. They swung and missed. 312-644-6767. We've been asking whose fault, who do you blame, and we're getting some answers with it. Chris and Brew Ridge, welcome to the Score.
Hey, Rosie, what's going on, brother?
Just living the dream, Chris.
Hey, Rosie, we haven't spoken in a while, but I always said that you remember who I am, man. Yeah, I always said that you were the greatest thing on radio since Howard Stern. You know, like...
You are such a waken baker, Chris. We really appreciate that about you.
Rosie, look
at you. You loaded up the bong, and, Rosie, and you let it go this morning. We appreciate that.
Rosie, check this out. If you keep on telling the truth, you'll have no job ever anymore.
There's a chance of that saying, but look how that's the way I see it. How other people are allowed to believe in Theo. They've gone backwards every year since then. So do you believe in him?
Well, Rosie, no, I'm here to back you 100%. I was talking to Zach, your wonderful producer, and I want to point out a couple things real quick, if I may, and I'd like to get Dave's input too. The first mess he made when he came into town was he traded DJ LeMahieu and Tyler Colvin for Ian Stewart, mm-hmm. who's out of baseball.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu went for 26 on 102 RBIs, had a big homer yesterday. Other guy had a big hit yesterday was Gleyber Torres. So the Gleyber Torres trade is a bit of a...
They won the World Series.
They did.
You're happy to do that.
They did.
You were promised more than one World Series.
When does that happen? And then Tommy La Stella became Tommy La Stella because we're going to sign Descalso, and Tommy La Stella had 16 homers at the break, and the guy that we got for La Stella is out of baseball.
Yes. The problem is he was out of baseball when he signed with the Cubs, but he didn't tell the Cubs.
That's right. And then some people may say they like the Wade Davis for Soler, even though the Cubs had Soler signed on a pretty sweetheart deal. And Soler had a pretty good year in 16. Did he not?
Yes, but look, they won the World Series, and then they needed a closer, and I don't really fault that. The collective failure, you talk about accountability, and it was his bullpen that was disastrous to start the year, and it continued to get worse. And the fact that they've been out technology. Chris, I appreciate the call. Thanks. I wanted to make this point because I alluded to it. The fact that you see they're admitting they're behind in advances in technology, in the progressive thought that you were so thrilled to have here because the Cubs never knew what the word metrics meant. They never knew what to do with analytics. And here you had a team that won a couple championships based on that. And the guy who was designing his own program, Theo's sadly out of step now. They're behind. They've admitted that. They've shown that.
First of all, if you're Howard Stern, am I Robin Quivers?
You are.
Okay.
You are. So we're going to have
a lot of money, symbiotic
love affair.
You said they're behind. They're behind in sabermetrics? What do you mean by they're behind?
They're behind in the progressive,
teaching their players the right way to play baseball? Is that what you're saying?
Certainly pitchers, the Astros pitchers really got better. Jason Verlander looks like he's better than ever.
He was a Hall of Fame pitcher to begin with.
Gerrit Cole, has he ever been this good before he got to Houston?
Well, he was really good, even in Pittsburgh.
Has he ever been great?
Yeah, he's been great.
Okay. They are way ahead, and they're not a team that relies solely on launch angle. They have found a balance.
They're a complete team. To me, they're the team to beat here in the postseason. I don't think anybody will because of that pitching.
And those guys are top three pitchers in their playoff rotation. We're done the way Theo went about it, which was you trade, you sign free agents, you do whatever you got, but you help make them better. Now, those guys miss bats. Theo went out and got a bunch of pitchers that don't miss bats. That's a bad – just to clarify, not a good thing.
Okay, so bottom line is it's talent. Isn't it?
Yeah, but the guy who's evaluating the talent, who's going to continue to evaluate the talent?
So that's where he's failing at this point.
Okay. Greg and Tinley, welcome to the Score.
Hey, guys, I'm
The number one guy I think they should get rid of in the offseason, best trade value, is Contreras. Seeing what Carantini came up with, and I know they got some kid in the minors that's 20. I think he's from Puerto Rico, too. The name escapes me. But maybe the best trade value. Yeah, the front office is the issue. Madden got too much of the blame. I think they all are culpable. So.
Yeah, well, it was a group effort. When you stink like that, when you fail like that, when you fail to meet your stated goals, which was multiple. Sustained success was one of the goals. That's what he said. That was a buzz phrase. That was before you got to accountability or sustained success. And that was sort of true, but now it's not.
No,
because they didn't get into the playoffs this year.
It's definitely regressed. They were a playoff team, what, 4 years in a row? Last year, they not this past season now, but the season before, they bowed out way too quickly and died on the vine at the end of the season, obviously. This year, they also died on the vine and didn't make the playoffs. So, yeah, each and every year, they've gone further and further backwards.
The next call will be Tim in Villa Park. Tim, welcome to The Score. Saturday Suckage welcomes you.
Yeah, I like that. When we hired Theo Epstein.
We? Were you in the room with Tom Ricketts? Were you hunting
yes,
him down?
Yes, I was, and I gave,
good
I
for
gave
you.
The okay.
All right.
Okay. If you were to tell me then he was going to win you one World Series and get you to the league championship three times, you would have been totally happy with him. I do not see where the big beef is.
Okay, here's where the big beef is. They told you they were going to win multiple World Series, and now they can't even make the playoffs. Can you connect those dots? Do you understand that? Don't play the if game. Go with facts. What they said was sustained success, win more than one championship. Their success has not been sustained, and they haven't won more than one championship. What part don't you understand?
Well, okay, you're right about that.
Thank you.
Every general manager that they hired before that, I'm 72 years old, got me zero World Series.
Well, congratulations.
Any World Championship.
That's fine. You're allowed to be happy with that. But don't tell me if they had told you this. I'm basing what their goals were based on what they said, and they have failed in that, and they have regressed every season since they achieved one World Series.
And Tim, it's the old adage. What have you done for me lately? Yeah, it was great, though. It's one of the highlights of all our lives. It was the Cubs winning the World Series. It sort of completed the cycle here in Chicago, but it hasn't been duplicated since. And at this point, you want to try and get back to that level. And the question really remains, is he the right person to do it? How can he do it?
We'll find out. We'll get back to this in a moment. But as we discuss the baseball team close to the 85 Bears, we'll talk to a man covering this Bears team trying to make the 85 Bears they'll never be a historical footnote. They'll never be that. The 85 Bears will always be them. But there's a Bears team chasing another Super Bowl. They were thought to be that team. I don't know if they're still that team with Mitch Trubisky injured. Were they that team with Mitch Trubisky? That defense is Super Bowl caliber. We'll talk to Mark Rohde from across the pond.
Is he going to call and collect?
I don't know. Zach, what is he going to do?
He's on the hard line right now.
Wow. Marky. Hello, Mark. Well, we'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
He's David Schuster. God, does that suck? And that's what Saturday Suckage is all about. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.